Harper Audio presents Dataism, the revolution transforming decision-making, consumer behavior, and almost everything else, by Steve Lohr, performed by Walter Dixon. Chapter 1. How big is data? Just outside Memphis, an industrial symphony of machines and humans shuttles goods to and fro. Their carefully orchestrated movements and identifying marks tracked by barcode scanners and chips emitting radio waves. Mechanical arms snatch the plastic shrink-wrapped bundles off a conveyor belt as forklifts ferry the packages onto trucks for long-distance travel. Flesh-and-blood humans guide and monitor the flow of goods and drive the forklifts and trucks. McKesson, which distributes about a third of all the pharmaceutical products in America, runs this sprawling showcase of efficiency. Its buildings span the equivalent of more than 8 football fields, forming the hub of McKesson's national distribution network, a feat of logistics that sends goods to 26,000 customer locations, from neighborhood pharmacies to Walmart. The main cargo is drugs, roughly 240 million pills a day. The pharmaceutical distribution business is one of high volumes and razor-thin profit margins. So, understandably, efficiency has been all but a religion for McKesson for decades. Yet, in the last few years, McKesson has taken a striking step further by cutting the inventory flowing through its network at any given time by $1 billion. The payoff came from insights gleaned from harvesting all the product, location, and transport data from scanners and sensors, and then mining that data with clever software to identify potential time-saving and cost-cutting opportunities. The technology-enhanced view of the business was a breakthrough that Donald Walker, a senior McKesson executive, calls making the invisible visible.